Welcome to Shomach Shova on the Daf. We're holding him in Menachos Daf Tzadik Zayin. The Gemara in Amud Aleph brings the pasuk at Sefer Yecheskel. It speaks about the Shulchan and says, "Hamizbeach et shalosh hamois ze Shulchan eshel lifnei Hashem." Says the Gemara, "Pasuk b'mizbeach v'siyem b'Shulchan." Calls the Shulchan mizbeach. Why? Rabbi Yochanan ve'Rabbi Elazar dami tarvayu b'zman shebeis hamikdash kayom mizbeach mechapar l'odom. When there is a beis hamikdash, the mizbeach does kapara. Now that we don't have Beis HaMikdosh, Shulchanah Shel Adam Mechaper Olo, so the Shulchan is Mechaper. Meaning we're comparing over here the Shulchan of Adam to the Mizbeach. And the Sefer Be'er Maim Chaim, in Parshas Noach, he explains this in length in a beautiful way. He says, what's the idea that a korban is Mechaper on the Adam? What is the reason? So he says, it sounds like this. When a person does a chait, every time a person does a chait, he goes and he separates the world from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And because the whole world was created with Shem Hashem, Shem Havayos Mehaves Kol Olamos, so that means he's making a separation in the name of Hashem. It says, Api Kabbalah, the letter Hey of Shem Havayos represents the world down here. And when a person does an Aveir and gets away from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he separates the letter Hey from the rest of the name of Hashem. When a person does Tshuva, it's Toshuv Hey. It means you're bringing back the Ois Hei back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You're returning the connection of the letter A of this world to the world above. So that's why Korban is called a Korban. Korban is Loshon Mekarev Es Olamos. He brings back and he attaches all the worlds back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the Oymek is he's taking an animal, and taking an animal which is something which is not Avoidus Hashem, and he makes that an Avoid to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He takes the Chiyus HaGdusha, which is in the Baal Chaim, and he connects us back to Hashem. Because everything in the world is created by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but the animals seem to be on their own. You take that animal, bring it to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you make care of another item in the world to Hashem, that represents the idea of the Korban in general, of connecting the dots and bringing back what separates from HaKadosh Baruch Hu back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that is the Oymek of Yichud Gdusha Brichu Vishchinose. So he goes on and says, that's the Pshat also in the Shulchan of the Adam. When a person eats and drinks, so the eating and drinking is for his own joy, for his own benefit. He's doing it for himself. But if a person has in mind that his eating and drinking is for Avodas Hashem, so he's taking here something which is a physical joy of his own, taking Gashmi as a Michael, and he's bringing that to connect it to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He says, because that is always the way to separate HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It brings the Zoyar, the Ein Yetzer of Misrabe. A person eats and drinks, he feels good about himself, and he becomes independent and he separates himself from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But when he eats and drinks in the right way, when he's doing mitzvahs with his table, as Rashi brings over here, so then the tam ha-maichol, the chius, he wants to bring it to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so he connects here a separate thing back to Hashem. So it says the Be'er Maim Chaim, what the Shulchan of Adam does is exactly what a korban does. It's all the connection and bringing back the kurva mikarva soyulamis, bringing back all the detached things to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And I end up Tzadik HaKoyen, and his Sfarim speaks about this a lot in his style. And in Sefer Eisa Oichel, which is the whole kutris about food, and Ois Vav, he says that a similar thing, the idea of the Shulchan is taking something which is food, which is joy, which is pleasure, and connecting that to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's exactly like doing a korban, which connecting something, the Mehemot HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he's so to speak bringing Hanah Klapei Malo. And he says that goes also the opposite. When someone forgets, he doesn't have any Divrei Torah on the Shulchan, he doesn't connect the Shulchan to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so that he does everything only in the Shem Taiva, so then what does the Mishnah say? It's called Zivchei Mesim. It's because it would be eating dead things. What's Zivchei Mesim? Why Davka Mesim? So he brings what the Gemara says, that Rishoyim Mechayim Kuri Mesim. I mean, the whole Chiyus that they have is only for death. It doesn't bring a Chiyus to the world. It's connected to Avodah Zarah, which is separating from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And he speaks in another place, this is what's brought down in Mesiras Hashoyim as well, HaMemale Gruinish Tim Chachomim Kemakiv Nesachim, who eats his Michael Begdusho, that's Mamesh HaKorban. You're giving the Tamichochim, you're giving him the food, and you're elevating that to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That is the Shulchan, which is Mamesh HaInyan of HaMizbeach. Anyone who wants to join or sponsor the Shomach Shavah Shiurim, please email shomachshavah@gmail.com.